This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop State with the one and only Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, broadcasting around the world on the Liberty News Radio Network. Today is Saturday, October 29th, 2022. I am red hot and rolling with Walter. I am here in our nation's capital at the Law Enforcement Memorial between 4th and 5th Street Northwest at Judiciary Square. Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. It's a little chilly. I'm sitting here in my underwear holding on to my hammer.
Oh, boy. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Anyways, speaking of guys running around with in their underwear and hammers, we want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Onondaga, New York Fire Department, home of the Cellar Savers. As always, we want to remember the men and women murdered in line of duty for law enforcement. Fortunately, this week we have no names to read off. Stay safe out there, ladies and gentlemen, and for God's sakes, wear your seatbelts, because more members of law enforcement die in automobile accidents than they do from gunshot wounds. Something to ponder. Anyways, first order of business, it is election season, and the New York Post is reporting that the New York Patrolman Benevolent Association, our former union, the union that has endorsed Donald Trump for president in 2020, has donated $25,000 to the campaign of Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. This is just beyond chutzpah. Kathy Hochul has done nothing for the safety of New Yorkers. They get rid of bail. The streets in all the cities, not just New York, are a mess. People are walking off the job. And Pat Lynch, for whatever reason, gave Hochul $25,000. Now, as a former member of the PBA, I can honestly say, when I got jammed up, they did nothing. Repeat, nothing for me. Now, this is under a different regime. This is under Doc Savage. Not Michael Savage on the radio, but James Doc Savage, who did nothing. And before him was Lou Matarazzo, who did nothing. But for Pat Lynch to give $25,000 of cops' money to a Democrat is just a slap in the face to every member of the service who puts on a shield, who puts on the bag and goes out and tries to protect the people of the city of New York, while people like Hochul, Eric Adams, and every other Democrat from the Empire State just craps all over cops. Well, what say you about the PBA giving Hochul money for re-election?
You know, the PBA are cops and former cops who are appointed to serve as, you know, president of the PBA, vice president, sergeant at arms, blah, 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 blah. You know, and the PBA is a union. Now, the participants of the union, which would be the police officers of the NYPD, should have a say in where a donation could go. Okay? You know, for many years they made mistakes, you know, pushing or Democratic mayors and governors and such, and it all backfired on them because they've been going for 5 years now without a contract, to my the best of my understanding, the offices of the NYPD. And I remember when we didn't have a contract for a year or two, and the going joke was, well, you know, when the contract settled, all the cops have a new car. you know, because what they do, they get a big amount of money, and back then you could buy a new car for $8,000, $9,000, you know, and that's what you would get in backpack. But these days, with the way the Democrats have treated the police department, I mean, just look at De Blasio. Look at what Andy Asshat did for the NYPD. Nothing. So when you donate that amount of money, the police officers that walk the streets should have a say in where that goes. And I don't think there's many cops that walk or ride would approve of this donation. I know I would.
No, as you can imagine, according to the New York Post story, cops are pissed. Now, I had a lot of respect for Pat Lynch for his 24, 25 years as a PBA president, but this just takes the cake. And well, when I was in, about 10, 15 years after you, guess what? New York's finance did not have a contract, so it went to arbitration, and they lost big time. And I still remember the day, the contract numbers 0, 0, 3, 3, and 6. And some of the delegates were saying, oh, what a great contract it is. Well, these cops were working 2 years without a union contract, and they get zeros while they were busting their ass for Rudy Giuliani. So the word on the street was, don't be a hero, do zero. But anyways, I digress. But hopefully Pat Lynch wakes up and smells of coffee and endorses Lee Zeldin for governor of New York, because he did get numerous endorsements from various unions. But speaking of labor unions in the city of New York, the New York City Firemen's Union and the New York City Firemen's Officers Union also endorsed Kathy Hochul for governor. So, I mean, what's wrong with you people? I mean, the firefighters have different unions than the IFFA, which is just a leftist pinko backstabbing organization. I've yet to see the IFFA stand up for anything from any fire department anywhere. But you see, like, firefighters for Biden, firefighters for Hochul, firefighters for Pelosi, whatever. So, anyways, you know, that's the state of the union of the unions. In fact, my labor union endorsed Joe Biden for president, and well, look how that turned out. Anyways, moving to our next story. Walt said he's hanging around the house is underwear and hammers. That seems to be the story of the day. In San Francisco, 82-year-old Paul Pelosi was allegedly home sleeping when a 42-year-old man wearing nothing but his underwear comes in the house with a hammer and starts attacking him looking for Nancy Pelosi. And unfortunately, Mr. Pelosi received extensive injuries. He had surgery. Injuries to his head, and we wish him a speedy recovery. But with that being said, there's just a lot of things that just doesn't add up. For example, we're coming to our commercial break, but anyways, we'll come back. We'll talk about the break-in at the Pelosi castle. Also, Federer Mess is coming back, and we remember 18 years of the political cesspool. Stay tuned, everybody. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, Scoop Saint and Walter Yerkew. Anyways, back to San Francisco. Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, was in their palatial and tastefully decorated castle in San Francisco. About 2-something in the morning, a 42-year-old nut job breaks into the house armed with a hammer, wearing nothing but his underwear. He finds Paul Pelosi, demands Paul, where is his wife, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi? And a fight ensued some way, somehow, and Mr. Pelosi was injured. But somewhere either before, during, or after the fight, Mr. Pelosi, who was allegedly just in his underwear because the man's sleeping, asked the assailant if he could go to the bathroom, because supposedly he was charging his phone in the bathroom. So he went to the bathroom and made a phone call, called 911, and then the cop came, and Mr. Pelosi was transported to Mark Zuckerberg Hospital. I'm not making it up. Mark Zuckerberg gave enough money to a hospital, named it after him, and the man was subsequently arrested. But questions remain. With the Pelosi's are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. Where was security? Now, being the Speaker of the House, you are entitled to protection from U.S. Capitol Police, rightly so, because you are a public figure. Why wasn't Mr. Pelosi protected? And if Mr. Pelosi did not warrant protection for U.S. Capitol Police protocols and standards and procedures, why didn't they have security guards protecting the house? Why wasn't San Francisco PD outside the house? Because he is a public figure. Like him or not, he is a public figure. Also, why wasn't there a burglar alarm? San Francisco is an absolute blank hole, just like every other big city in America, with the size of the house, the people inside the house. Common sense would tell you, hey, let's make sure the security, we have a security system, and it's monitored, and it's very well funded, but that was not stated anywhere. Third, allegedly, another third person, not involved in the scuffle between Paul Pelosi and his nut job, opened the door to let San Francisco police in the house. But I was unable to verify this because I saw a clip on Twitter from Politico.com. I went on the Politico website, could not find it. So who is this person? Why didn't this person call 911 or try to get this hammer-wielding nut job off of Paul Pelosi? But, you know, the questions, there's a lot of questions. Now, another attack on a politician a couple years ago in Alexandria, Virginia, Congressman Steve Scalise was gunned down by a Bernie Sanders supporter as well as other members of Congress. Now, what happened was, person goes up to a ball field because that's where Republican members of Congress were practicing for the congressional baseball game and opened fire. I knew about this because WTOP said, stay away from this area because they have a police presence because of an alleged shooting. And it turned out to be the shooter of
members of Congress. So that was cut and dry. U.S. Capitol Police happened to be there and took down the assailant. Good for U.S. Capitol Police. But anyways, the question remains, and if we ask questions, you're going to be like a MAGA supporter, a conspiracy theorist, so on and so forth. Well, what say you about this weird situation in San Francisco?
You know, it like I said about all kinds of headlines over the past few years, it's a sticky situation and the truth will come out. Unfortunately, the truth will not come out until after the election. but I'd like to add a footnote to all this. Even though Mr. Pelosi, you know, got his head tuned up by this guy, you know, with a hammer. Couldn't have been too bad. You know, they said he had brain surgery. I don't know if they went up through his nose to fix a few things. You know, who knows? Brain surgery is not always, you know, like a it sounds like a transplant every time somebody says they're getting brain surgery. Okay. However, none of this event, this event has nothing to do with Mr. Pelosi facing the music on his DUI charge. Get that straight, people. The DUI charge does not go away because Mr. Pelosi was assaulted and beat up. Doesn't happen that way. Still has to face the music on that. But again, that'll be after Election Day. So that's all I have to say about that. But, you know, the guy in his underwear, you know, it doesn't say where his clothes were. Did he come in his underwear? Did he bring the hammer with him? Did he find the hammer in the house? I doubt if he found the hammer in the house. Like I said yesterday, Mr. Pelosi was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. I don't think he knows what a hammer looks like, let alone what it's used for. You know, did the guy get an erection when he was wrestling around with Mr. Pelosi in his underwear? You know, this has got to come out. Things like this have to come out. Did Mr. Pelosi get an erection wrestling with this guy with the hammer? We don't know about these things. Then you said, you know, like you said, there was a third guy there that let the police
allegedly
in,
the third guy there.
And, you know, did he have an erection while he was watching this happen? So, you know, the rich and powerful, you know, just think about, you know, Epstein Island. You know, they have these ways about a lot of rich people, or some of the rich people, I should say, not a lot of them. You know, have these, you know, I'm rich and I can have exploits any way I want with who I want. I'm just, you know, wondering if, you know, the police officers, you know, when they frisked this guy, did he still have an erection if he had one? So, that might be a question for Nancy Pelosi. I'm sure Paul confides in her, you know, and everything. We don't know if he had an erection before he went in the house, you know, but you would think he would lose the erection if he had one, you know, looking for Nancy.
Right. So. And here's something else. This guy, you know, the guy's not too stable because Nancy Pelosi was in Washington, D.C. at a dinner reception or some function for the Human Rights Campaign. I mean, it's a simple – anybody with a phone can look up where Nancy Pelosi is, because somebody's going to – you know, somebody's going to sell tickets to whatever function she's going to, or she's going to go to give a speech or whatever. But it's out there. Pelosi's people put the information out there. She's going to this reception. She's going to this fundraiser. She's campaigning with this – go ahead.
She was at that dinner in Washington, D.C. I doubt if there were any erections at her table.
I tell you what, well, since you are the crack investigator reporter for 75 Radio, I'll put you in charge of the erections. Anyways.
Election Day is coming up in a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, we'll talk about that next week. Anyways. Folks, moving right along. A couple weeks ago, we talked about John Fetterman. I called him Fetter Mess, and I thought it'd be over and done. until I saw the debate that John Fetterman had with Dr. Mehmet Oz. And you know what? John Fetterman beat John Fetterman. Dr. Oz couldn't. He could just stand there and not say a word, and you would see John Fetterman just fall apart. And this is the one and only debate because, for obvious reasons, Mrs. Fetterman, the Fetterman campaign, want to keep this guy out of the public view. But again, it is one of the biggest car wrecks I've ever seen in my life. So, but you watch this and you watch the campaign, or correct me, you watch this debate, and you can obviously tell Fetterman needs some help. He's not 100%. He's nowhere near 100%. First words out of his mouth is like, hello, everybody, good night. You know, right down there, it's over. And on top of that, he had to have everything close captioned because his auditory skills are not where it should be. But he got lost in some of the questioning about fracking. He says, well, about fracking, I support fracking, and fracking is fracking. And then he had the same 10, 15 points that he memorized. Dr. Oz has 15 homes. Dr. Oz has this. Dr. Oz has that. Dr. Oz does that from Pennsylvania. I mean, it's just sad. But anyways, if people in Pennsylvania, if you vote for this guy, well, you get what you vote for. Anyways, we'll come back. We'll get Walter's take on this disaster of a debate. Also, we almost won one section of the culture war, and we say happy birthday to the family. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A South American Airlines flight flies through some perilous skies.
An airliner was heavily damaged in what was a terrifying flight for 43 passengers as they went straight through a powerful storm over Paraguay Wednesday night. By the time LATAM Flight 1325, an Airbus 320, made an emergency landing in the capital of Asunción, the plane was missing its nose cone, the windshield was dotted with pockmarks, and only one engine was working when inspected. Aviation officials in Paraguay are questioning why the plane flew through such violent weather after the pilot was notified of the inclement conditions before takeoff. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
The death toll in South Korea is quickly rising from a Halloween crowd surge. At least 59 are dead and 150 injured as a crowd pushed forward on a narrow Seoul street during Halloween festivities. Here's the sound of police blocking off the area and giving orders to the crowds of people looking on as dead bodies covered in blue blankets lie everywhere in the littered street. Saturday morning, an update in a 5-year-old cold case involving the murder of two teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana. A suspect is now in custody, appearing in court Friday morning, faces charges relating to the deaths of 13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German. Police over the last 5 years reportedly chasing leads in the case, but up until this point, no charges. Former FBI agent Brad Garrett tells us some new piece of evidence must have come to light.
How did this come to light? Almost 5 years after this crime was committed. Something broke in recent days, at least to the point that it gave them enough probable cause evidence to arrest this new person.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
This is 7-5 Radio. This is Scoop Stand at the Law Force Memorial in Northwest Washington, D.C. with Walter Yerkew. We were talking about the John Fetterman, Mehmet Oz Senate debate in Pennsylvania, and Fetterman just beat himself up because he's just a hot mess. Well, you got any comments about the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania just falling apart?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the guy had a stroke. I don't know what he was like before he had a stroke. It's hard to pinpoint, you know, but we have to understand that the man is ill. Yet the Dems are pushing him as a candidate, you know, to take over Pennsylvania. When Mr. Biden was at the airport and Chuckles Schumer, you know, came up, they didn't realize that there was a hot mic on one of the reporters. And Schumer said to Biden that the debate didn't hurt them too much. So they know that the guy is not healthy. He stuttered quite a bit when asked about the fracking. I mean, then they showed a video in 2018 that, you know, he was against fracking, never would approve of fracking. And now he's all for it. You know, I can understand change your mind, but he never gave a reason why. You know, he didn't defend himself on why he changed platforms on the fracking issue. Like I said, you know, the guy had a stroke. Maybe he forgot that part. Maybe that part of his mind is gone. Why he switched over? The bimbos on The View, you know, were digging into Dr. Oz for bullying that man. And you know, if you watch the debate, Mr. Oz, he acted like a gentleman, you know, through the whole thing.
Right.
You know, he didn't ride the guy on anything. He had, you know, questions to put out to the fella. But the fella couldn't answer. Fetterman couldn't answer. And, you know, Oz went and just went about his own business. Why, you know, he should be elected and, you know,
right,
what his stance on things are. So, it wasn't really a debate more than just like a press conference for each one of them.
Right.
It was just unfortunate that this man had a stroke. They're asking for his, you know, medical records, you know, to show that he's stable and able to handle the job. But those medical reports aren't going to be any revealed anytime soon. And why not? Well, because anybody without glasses can see that the man is not healthy. You know, it's a physical thing. And, but then again, you know, it's alleged that 80 million Americans, you know, voted for this fellow with Alzheimer's pedophile list kind of thing, too. So you never know what the left is going to do. If they're trying to steal votes by feeling sorry for this, making the public feel sorry for this guy, giving the job, the guy ain't going to run. The guy's not going to be the governor. You know, his wife is under scrutiny for being some kind of a spy from what, Brazil, is it?
China, kind of, like,
huh?
Was it China?
I don't know. but some kind of electronics spy ware stuff or something or other. So, you know, yeah, China. Yeah, China. I think she's Brazilian, and this was had to do with China. So, you know, it's a freaking mess. You know, why would anybody, liberal, Democrat, only votes by, candidate, why would they vote for a man with his condition, number one? Number two, his wife is proven to be, in the espionage business that has to do with China, and China keeps popping up everywhere, So, I mean, in 1980, Ronald Reagan won, 49 states, 48 states?
84. 1984.
No, when he beat
Jimmy beat Carter. He didn't win. No, he won by his landslide in 1984. 1980, he won big too. But 84, he won everything but Minnesota, which is Walter Mondale's home state, and the District of Columbia.
Yeah.
But go figure.
And they didn't want Jimmy Carter in there anymore, and they certainly didn't want Walter Mondale in there anymore. So, there were millions upon millions upon millions of Democrats that voted Republican because they were idiots. So, I just don't see anybody voting for these men and women that are so backwards, for one reason or another. It's still backwards.
Right.
You had Joe Biden. I was watching yesterday. Joe Biden had some kind of a speech or something going on, and in front of the same three people that he always talks in front of. But he said out loud that when he took office, gas was over $5 a gallon. I mean, what planet is this man from? What planet is he from? He says he's bringing gas prices down. That's a man who probably had a stroke. That's why he was in his basement all those months. So, it's just, and these people, they believe him. They clap. You can hear all three people clap. So.
Right. But our buddy Jack Antonio brings up a good point. The Democrats have a history of pushing out, dead politicians. Back 100 years ago, Woodrow Wilson, he suffered a stroke, and he was on his deathbed, and his wife ran the country, and he didn't step down. You had Hillary Clinton. She wasn't fit to serve, but they pushed her out to fall across the finish line in second place. Joe Biden, he lost his first wife. He lost two of his children. He's 70-something years old. He's suffering from dementia. But, good old Dr. Jill, who's just a doctor in education. She's not an MD. That's another thing. So these dummy Democrats think Dr. Jill Biden is a medical doctor. No, she's an educator and not a very good one. So they push these half-dead Democrats across the finish line, hoping that they do something, and because they don't have an R next to their name. But anyways. That's it in a nutshell. So we'll see what happens. And then for all you clapping about that gas was $5, guess what? Especially those who live in the Northeast, it's going to cost you about $1,500 to over $2,000 to heat your home this winter. Thank you, Joe Biden. Anyways, moving right along before our next break, Universal Pictures released one of the greatest movies of all time in 1975. The movie was Jaws. Why was it perfect? Because you had action, you had adventure, you had a good script, you had a great set, you had great dialogue. It's a horror movie, it's an action movie, it's a drama all in one, directed by Steven Spielberg and starring Roy Scheider, Robert Shaw, and Richard Dreyfuss. Anyways, fast forward to 2022, and the same movie studio puts out this hunk of garbage called Bros, a gay romantic comedy. And if you go on our website, 75rio.org, you can see this pile of crap. So anyways, this movie was released, and this opening weekend, it did $5 million, which was a bomb. It was a total bomb. But, of course, it's still playing here in Northwest Washington, D.C. And I think they spent most of the money on marketing for the movie budget. But you think about it, Bros made $5 million, probably up to $6 or $7 because it's been out for a couple weeks. American Sniper, which came out in 2014, made over $350 million in the United States alone. And last year's Top Gun Maverick made over $1 billion worldwide. A sequel that came out 34 years ago made $1 billion. So that shows you, movies about patriotism, pride, what makes the nation great, put asses in seats. Now, movies with over-the-top gay dudes, over-the-top characters, no, they don't make it. But they don't care, because on Fox Network on Monday night, they have a show called 911. And two characters on the show happen to be two gay women. And one of them, I swear to God, looks like a dude. So they keep pushing on us. But anyways, turn off the TV, go see a good movie, and we'll be right back. Say special happy birthday to the family. Stay tuned, everybody.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. This is the Fastest Hour in Radio. We're going to have to skip a story week till next week. But anyways, the man who did the voiceover was not John Anderson. He's a singer, but James Edwards. 18 years ago, James Edward and Austin Farley started the political cesspool. And 18 years ago, on the 26th of October, he hasn't looked back. Anyways, I was on the cesspool earlier, and I tell you what, we could have gone on for about 8 hours about things, how good the cesspool is. But anyways, I'm going to break it down real quick. Again, 18 years ago, James Edwards and Austin Farley went to this beanfield in Middleton, Tennessee to start a local radio show to talk about Frankie Valli, Confederate pride. And from there, we went to all the way being involved in the presidential election and did everything in between. Now, as well as being a co-host on 7-5 Radio with Mr. Yerkew, I am also the Washington, D.C.'s correspondent for the political cesspool, and
I am not leaving that position anytime soon, unless I croak or James tells me to go pound sand. Anyways, the show starts off with talking about James getting speeding tickets, guests calling in about Penguins, Confederate History Month, race relations, Brown versus Board of Education, doo-wop music. And then we move on further. We had doo-wop musicians, members of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. We had radio legends such as Anthony Cumia. We had actors, Sonny Landham. We had pundits such as Patrick Buchanan. We had Walter Yerkew on. We've had Jim Lancia on. We also had Sean Bergen on, who was a news reporter making the news. And we also had a Pulitzer Prize winner on the show who called in drunk. But anyways, we went places. They started in the Beanfield once again. It ends up some of the best karaoke bars in Shelby County, to political rallies, to CPAC, to the Republican Convention, to a presidential inauguration. James Edwards even went on CNN before they went totally insane. The show had people calling in from Canada, yours truly from Europe, China, and Australia. And then Sonny Landham called live from his hospital bed. Anyways, the political festival is able to travel through time because we say we report the news before it happens. We don't predict, we report. And that's still true on 75 Radio. So we were in and out of Ferguson before CNN could unpack the bags and pour gasoline on a fire. Anyways, still we've grown more ways than one. We 10 years ago, we teamed up with Liberty News Radio with Sam Bushman and Kurt, and we haven't looked back since. The cesspool has given birth to two spinoff shows, Blood River Radio and 75 Radio. 75 Radio was the reincarnation of Red 42 because Jim Lancia wanted to go to bed early. And then we kept getting bigger. James got married. He had kids. I had kids. Other people had kids. Other people's kids had kids, so on and so forth. But we did lose our brother, Bill Rowland, in 2013. And it was one of the best yet hardest show we ever did, talking about Bill. And Sam Bushman, in his infinite wisdom, put us at ease when he said, Bill is with Christ. So, but my thing is, the best part about the political cesspool, besides the guests, besides the bumper music, besides the subject matter that we go where nobody else would dare get close to, is the people, the family. I call the political cesspool family. I call 75 Radio family because we treat each other like brothers. And folks off air, we fight like brothers too, but that's who we are. No cucks here, no sissy boys, no guys sitting down to go pee, no pronouns, something like that. And this is my social network. This is my social circle. And we got bigger. Even on 75 Radio, we got myself, we got Walter, we got Mike Guerin, who's itching to come back. And we still have Andrew Giuliani, who's willing to come back when the time is right for him. I talked to his campaign person, Heather, and she said, well, you know, he's willing to come back. And they love us, and we love them. But anyways, we look out for each other. We take care of each other. Years ago, Lord of the Board, Art Frith, was in a contest for a pitcher, who had the best pitcher. So, of course, the cesspool came out in force, voting the hell out of this pitcher. It was a good pitcher. I mean, if it was a pitcher of a turd, we'd still vote for it. So the other person was doing some shenanigans. James Edwards and his IT skills found out, like, hey, this is not kosher. So, and we called her out on that. And there's and the other person was like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Then it got ugly. It got real ugly. Words were said. And that's, you know, that's what we do. We get ugly when we need to get ugly. So Art Frith said, hey, cease and desist. So we did. So anyways, I told James Edwards that I wanted to expand. With everything going on, the cesspool could use a fourth hour. Plus, my work situation is that I can't call in like I should. So he gave me his blessing and did some of the craziest bump voiceovers you'd ever hear. And Sam Bushman did a bang-up job with some of the best bumpers you ever heard. And on top of that, we brought Sean Bergen in. When Sean first came in, we were involved, but not involved, in Dylan Roof. For some reason, James Edwards' name got dragged into the pile of crap and we had nothing to do with him, and we wished him a speedy execution. So we told Sean, like, hey, Sean, listen, we know you probably want to get a gig, so if you want to lay low, go right ahead. Sean said, hell no, I'm in. I'm in the foxhole, you guys. These people want to fight this virus, bring it on, mofo, and that's why we love him. And then Sean, he wanted to do a show on Thursday nights. We couldn't be happy for him. We were yelling from the rooftop, listening to Sean Bergen on his podcast on Thursdays. And he was probably the most popular podcast on station is. And he says he was getting the emails as far away from California. And he had James Edwards, Jim Lancey, and Sam Bushman on as guests. So that's, you know, that's what we do. And, you know, this is therapy for me. I cannot thank James for bringing me on board. I didn't know him. He didn't know me. But, you know, 16 years later, we're still here. And now, you know, I brought in Walter, who I couldn't be happier with. We've been doing this for 4.5 years. We're not going anywhere soon. We brought Mike Guerin, who's coming back. And just this is therapy for me because, as you all know, I'm going through a lot. I've been through a lot. And, you know, I come here, it's a lot cheaper than therapy because, well, you as well know, you know, half these therapists are full of crap. But anyways, here's to another 18 years. In 2 years, we're going to have our 20th anniversary. And, folks, for the past 18 years, I couldn't go because the D.C. Metro does not leave Virginia. But I will get in the old family truckster and head on over to Tennessee. But congratulations on the political cesspool. Thank you, Stanley, for giving us what we need to keep on keeping on. And it's been a pleasure, and I'll still hit it. Walt, what say you for the last couple minutes? And this time, I'll give you some time.
Well, you know, it's you know, last year, the Halloween costume was going door to door, you know, dressed as Hunter Biden, you know, in diaper with fire. You know, this year it's going door to door in your underwear carrying a hammer. So, you know, we get some, you know, they give us, you know, costume ideas. So, you know.
But while you're not going to say anything for the, you know, congratulations to political cesspool and James Edwards, you're happy to be part of the Liberty News family?
I must have fell asleep on that part when you were talking.
Nice. Yeah, so if I pour my heart out from the look.
If you can do something for, you know, that long of a time, you know, it's always something special, you know. You know, congratulations to them guys out there that, you know, brought us all together and made a big family. So, and right. I appreciate being associated with the cesspool and Liberty News Radio for, you know, going into our fifth year. So,
right. And, yeah. Well, we had you first as a guest a couple times. And I kept bothering James. I said, James, you got to check out this documentary movie, The 7-5. I talked to one of the guys. He's a breaking neck guy. He's like, yeah. So finally, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he's like, when can we book him? Like, dude, come on. So, and just listening to you, and I got, you know, I don't have that much talent, but I, you know, certain people, I have a talent for finding talent. I said, you know what? We need to keep him on board. And then I said, well, Jim Lancey, he wants to go to bed early, controls explosive diarrhea. Would you like to do the show with me? I'm going to change it, but you know, we'll call it 7-5 Radio, but I don't want to do nothing but the 7-5. He's like, neither do I. I said, and, you know, it match made in heaven. It worked. In fact, we had Jim Lancey come on as a guest co-host, and we had him on the round table with the Four Horsemen, which is probably one of our best shows ever. It's just me, you, Jim, and Mike Guerin. But we keep going. And the running joke is nobody leaves. Like, you know, I've been here 16 years. You've been here almost 5 years. James has been doing this for 18 years. We've been with Sam with 10 years. And nobody leaves because we're all comfortable. It's not like a college. It's more like a resort. But anyways, last couple of moments.
Look at me now. I'm sitting in my recliner in my underwear with a hammer in my hand.
Oh, boys, enough about the hammer. Just now, tell me it's like a Craftsman hammer or a Stanley hammer, not a different hammer. People like to refer to certain appendages on their person.
It's a roofing hammer.
Okay, good.
Why? Let me ask you this: why are you in your recliner in your drawers with a hammer?
Seems to be the thing to do these days.
Yeah, out in California, but anyways. But next week we'll talk about the Alexa special. I've been doing some research and putting my thoughts for election time. But folks, go out and vote. You know, but up came the end of the road. Anyways, for Walter Yerke, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.